The government has responded to a story we covered last week on Moneybox about developers asking customers to sign NDAs, that's non-disclosure agreements, as a condition of getting problems with their new build homes fixed. The Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government told us it is unacceptable for housing developers to be requiring non-disclosure agreements as a condition of carrying out repairs. Our reporter Dan Whitworth has been investigating the story further and going through the many emails we've had from listeners about this. Dan, tell us what kind of response we've had since last week.
Okay, Felicity, so dozens and dozens of people have messaged us with their stories on this issue. And I need to start by saying that the vast majority of people who got in touch are scared. There's no other word for it. They are scared about contacting us. Why? Well, because they're worried about telling anyone, so friends, neighbours, family, let alone the BBC, about what's happened to them. Scared of the threat of legal action or the risk of direct consequences from their developers, because the only chance for the people who've contacted us to get their new houses fixed is through the very same developers who built them. Now, the only person who would speak to me on the record is Chris Wilson, who bought a house in Chelmsford in Essex from Bellway Homes about 5 months ago. Now, he told me there were more than 100 defects with it. Bellway Homes said they'd carry out repairs but only pay to fix the most serious issue if he agreed to the terms of what he described to me as an NDA.
The use of these non-disclosure agreements, confidentiality statements, you know, it's just wrong. There's no transparency. It's just covering up sort of defective work and, you know, hiding things. They use these, you know, people are nervous. They don't want to speak out about stuff. You know, I was nervous about speaking to you initially. It's just, yeah, scare tactics. It's not right. They should be disclosing the property's faults. If there's common faults across the site, it should be sort of public knowledge for anyone that's thinking of buying.
Now, Bellway Homes, who last week told me they don't use NDAs at all, have since told me what Chris agreed to wasn't a non-disclosure agreement, but an agreement not to disclose the financial settlement.
So it's not a non-disclosure agreement, it's an agreement not to disclose.
Exactly, yes. Here's Chris again.
Morally, we shouldn't be forced to sign these things. It's not right. You know, I didn't feel right about doing it, which I'm very stressed by. It's been a pretty horrible past few months. We're all in the middle of a global pandemic, but it's been, you know, just extra added stress that neither of us have needed. We've had arguments about it, and they just don't seem to think about that or the effect it has on our customers.
What about some of the other people who got in touch?
There were some really desperate stories. I spoke to one person who, after suffering years of major problems with their new build house, actually had it bought back from them by the developer. Now, they wouldn't speak on the record for fear of legal action. One listener said her experience of this issue had destroyed her life. That's a direct quote from her email. Another spent months fighting with their developer about serious defects to their roof. They had to sign a gagging order. Someone else said they're locked in a battle 3 years after moving in to get problems fixed. And that use of delaying tactics to seemingly bully customers was a common thread throughout our emails. People basically saying there was nowhere for them to get help.
Have we had any response from the industry?
I went back to the Home Builders Federation about the response that we've had. It again said that NDAs are not widely used in the industry and that millions of new homes have been bought over recent years and most people are happy with them. It did also say it's actively involved in moves to put a new homes ombudsman in place. And that's something the government also mentioned, saying the ombudsman will have powers to provide effective redress for buyers. It's aiming for that to be UK-wide, but it's already facing criticism.
OK, thanks, Dan. Well, we're joined now by Paula Higgins, who is chief executive of the campaigning group, the Homeowners Alliance. Paula, thanks for joining us. What do you make of the use of NDAs in this way as a condition of fixing defects? And do you think the government's response goes far enough?
Well, I think it's a disgusting practice, and it's literally a form of blackmail. And we also get these types of people to our site all the time. And it's tragic because it's, you know, this is their house. And they're used also for things like making sure that, you know, if somebody gets their faults fixed, they don't want the neighbor to know. So they're really trying to limit the liability of the house builders. So it's an absolutely terrible practice. And I'm not sure. The problem is we don't know how widely they are used. But given the response you received to your program last week and what we get, we do have a very big suspicion that they are used quite a bit anytime when you have major, major defaults that you need to get fixed.
And will the Ombudsman be able to help the people that Dan's been talking to?
Well, we hope so. I mean, the Ombudsman, we've been talking about it for 5 years now. It still hasn't been legislated for, and it'll all depend on what the powers the Ombudsman has. So the good news is that the Ombudsman at least will have the data, so at least we'd be able to see when people do complain about them, hopefully, if they don't sign them. But we're really worried at the moment now about the way it's moving, because there's an interim new homes quality board that's set up to appoint the Ombudsman, and to me that seems very much industry-led, not consumer-led.
So looking ahead, the government says that the Ombudsman will provide proper effective redress for home buyers. And you're concerned, what, that it won't have teeth?
I'm really worried that it's going to be a repeat of history, what we had years ago with the Consumer Code for House Builders, again, trying to help people who are buying homes, you know, get the redress they need. It failed. And I'm really, really worried that the way this is happening, where the code that the Ombudsman will have to adhere to is being written by industry. And we'll wait and see, but it's not looking good at the moment.
So you're concerned it won't be independent enough?
I'm concerned it's not going to be independent enough. I'm concerned that the code, that the what they'll decide to look at won't go far enough. And I'd like an open and honest conversation, and making sure that we've got a really true independent board with people who really understand what the homeowners, the people who are having real difficulties, what they're going through, and let's really all work together to improve the quality and the look of the industry.
What's the solution for people who've been in touch with us who've already had these difficulties?
It's really, really tricky because, I mean, you know, you've got to remember, these people are buying these new homes. They're not looking for media or publicity. They just want things fixed. We have lots of advice on our site, but, you know, making sure that you've got everything in writing, making sure that the contract that you're signing is right. Making sure go to the warranty provider, because if it's within the first 2 years, the developer needs to fix it. But if things aren't going the right way, they might be able to come in and help mediate. But it's really, really tricky.
Really tricky. Paula Higgins, Chief Executive of the campaigning group, the Homeowners Alliance, thank you very much for joining us.